Moshe Leimer. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Shlach Lecha Anoshim, send for yourself men, V'yosuru Eseret Kenan. Spy out the land of Kenan, Ashani Noisei, the Bnei Yisrael. Ish Echod, L'matei Avoisov, every man with pee, the shevet of his fathers, Tishlechu, they should send, Kol Nosi Bahem. Rashi says over here, Shlach Lecha Anoshim, Shlach Lecha, that's on your own idea. As I myself, I'm not really telling you to do it. But you want to do it, you can do it. Now this parasha needs a lot of iyun. If you're talking that we're still in Golos today because of this parasha, because of the parasha of the Meragim, because I'll say, Eicha Yoshua Badod, Chayira Hosiyam Hoisa Kalmona, Bochay Sifke Balayla. So Rashi teaches in one chart, how is it that Klal Yisrael, the greatest of nations, sits alone in Golos? Bochay Sifke Balayla. That night when the Meraglim came, you cried a Bechia for no reason. Chayechem, Hashem says, I'll give you something to cry about. Not for the Churim, we still be in Eretz Yisrael today. So, suppose we have to study a little bit what happened here. We find this week that there are two Maisim in the Meraglim. One in the Sedra, in the Taira, and one in the Haftaira. From Sefer Yeshua. Two Maisim of a Rabbi. And two Maisim that are differently Kotzel Akotzel. Over here, the center of the week, in the Torah, you find Kulam Anoshim Rashi B'nei Yisrael Hema. These were leaders in Klal Yisrael. He was a mamash from the greatest of the great. From the choicest people in Adar Deya, and yet, they led Klal Yisrael down to the Emek HaBocha that the Dor HaMidbar was not able to make it into Eretz Yisrael. Lehepach, in the Mice of the Haftaira, you find a woman by the name of Rochav HaZayna, the lowest of the low, a Knani, a Zayna, and yet she helped the Meraglim, and she saved her whole Mishpacha, and she was Megaya, and she ended up being the wife of Yeshua. So how do you understand something like that? That Kulam Anoshim Rashi B'nei Yisrael Hema, they should end up on the bottom of the bottom and bring Klal Yisrael down with them. And here Rochav HaZayna, who's on the bottom, the lowest caliber of humanity, she should end up being a Rebbetzin in Klal Yisrael. How do we understand that? So Yeruchim Lubavitz, the Tzadik Lubracha says, Mordechai Yisrael, that a lot of times you have to see not how great a person is, but in which direction he's headed. It may very well be that the Meraglim, the Nesiyim, on a very high migrate at the time the Maisa took place. And it may very well be that by the Maisa of the Meraglim and Yeshua, Rochav HaZayna was in a very low migrate. But you have to know at the time that the Torah or the Navi focuses on the individuals, what direction were they headed in? Were they stagnant? Were they heading downwards? Or were they heading upwards? Anyone that knows anything about stocks, and I'm not one of them, but I know hearing from other people that sometimes you can have a blue chip stock that's done well in the past, but lately it's remained stagnant and has been going down. And lehepach, you can have a stock that's up and coming. In other words, it doesn't have much experience with profits, but in the last few years it's going upwards and it makes the profits. So someone that is a good investor, he won't be samech on the past, he won't be samech on the blue chip stock, he'll be samech on the one that's headed in the upwards direction. And that's exactly what happened over here. The Meraglim were blue chippers. They were the heads of Klal Yisrael, but apparently there was sveikis in their emunah, apparently they had different cheshbonos of why they didn't want the Bnei Yisrael to go into Eretz Yisrael. And remember, they were headed downwards. It could be slowly. They were on a high migrate, but their direction was headed down. Lehepach, Rochav HaZayna, she was part of people who said, Shomu Amu by your gozum, Kibbal HaZayshri Moshes. She heard everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had done for Klal Yisrael, what he had done against the Mitzrayim, what he had done against the nations. And that was Ma'irer, and that made her head upwards in an upwards direction. So it doesn't make a difference really what madrega you're holding on, where you are. The shaila is which direction are you headed? That is a yisoid that Rabbi Yerucham says. Ma'amela, it's not hard to understand that people that were on a high madrega, they were on a high madrega, but they were on their way downwards. On their way downwards, they could bring Klal Yisrael downwards. And Lehepuk, someone that was on a low madrega, but they're nisayver, they take things to heart, they can end up being the Rebbetzin in Klal Yisrael. Those are Rabbi Yerucham. Vayikra Moshe Lohishaya bin Nun Yehoshua. Moshe Rabbeinu called Hesheya bin Nun Yehoshua, Zot Rashi. His father in law, he davened for him. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu save you from the plotting of the Merabim. You have to understand, why did Moshe Rabbeinu daven only for Yeshua and not for Kolev? And Kolev shouldn't be saved from the Atzas Merabim. Lehepuk, you find that during the Maise, while the Maise and the Merabim was taking place, it says, Vayovei Ad Chevron. Rashi says that Kolev went to Chevron to be Mishtateach al Kibra Yovois, that the Rebbeinu Shem should help me daven by the Marisa Machpela, but Yeshua didn't. Why is it when it came to the bracha, Yeshua received the bracha Koyosh Yachon Yatzas Meraglim, and not Kolev? And Lehepuch, when it came to being Mishpalel, Kolev went to be Mishpalel, and not Yeshua. So Chofetz Chaim says, I'm going to keep shot. Chofetz Chaim says that there are two ways in Avodas Hashem, two different types of Avodas Hashem. There's one Eved Hashem that serves Hashem with fire, with this lahavus. He's a kanoizdik fellow. You know exactly what he holds. He tries to be over others. I mean, either he says there's a different kind of an Eved Hashem. He serves Hashem quietly, more of an intellectual. He's not so fiery. He's more, I'm still Eved. Each one of these kinds of Eved Hashem has a maila and a chesaron. The ma'il of the mislayev is if, let's say, he's amongst people that are not lefi his ruach of Avodah Hashem. People that are against him, people that want to be nixul in Avodah Hashem. So his ma'il is he's not going to get cooled off because he serves Hashem with a flam. He'll fight against them. But that has a big chesar because he comes out and says, what he holds. So there's ways of those people to plot against him. Lehepuch, the fellow that serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a quiet way, in an introspective way, so he has a chesaron, because if he's amongst those kind of people, he might get cooled off, he might get slept along with them. Either he said, there's a ma'ila, hey, they don't know where he's holding, they wouldn't plot against him. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that was the chilul between Yeshua and Kolev. Yeshua was a flam fighter, Yeshua was with a brand. Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid that the Meraglim are going to know exactly where Yeshua stands. They're going to plot against him. So for that he gave Yeshua, he davened for Yeshua, Kol Yeshiyachem Yatzas Meraglim. Kolev didn't need that tefillah because he knew that Kolev was the quiet one. He's not going to come out right and say what he has to say. Either Gisa, Kolev, who was the quiet one, B'shas Maisi, he felt that he was getting slept along because he wasn't with that brand. He felt himself getting slept along with the crowd, so he had to go and be mishtateach akivrei yoveis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not allow him to be swept away with everybody else. Later on, Yitaki see, it says, Vayas Kolev Esa'on. Kolev is the one that quieted them down, because the Meraglim thought that Kolev was going to speak up for their shita. Memel, they let him speak, and it turned out he surprised them. And he ended up speaking on behalf of Moshe Rabbeinu, on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Kolev was the quiet one. He felt he was going to get swept away. He had to go and down. It's also interesting, Lefi this, that when Moshe Rabbeinu had to pick someone to fight against Amalek, he chose Yehoshua. Why? Because Amalek's koyach against this is Asher Korach HaBaderech. He cooled us off on the way. See, Yehoshua that had that flam fire, Yehoshua that served HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the brand, Moshe Rabbeinu chose him b'davka to go fight against Amalek that had that ammunition of Asher Korach HaBaderech. Says Vayikra in the pasuk, "V'ho anoshim Asher olu imay amru lo nuchalal asher la'am." We're not going to be able to go up against the nation that occupies Eretz Yisrael. Ki chazak hu mimenu, he is stronger than us. So Rashi says a niflidika thing. Ki chazaku mimenu doesn't only mean he's stronger than us. They were talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not going to be able to go against the nation in Eretz Yisrael. Ki chazaku mimenu, because they are stronger than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a pivotal point. If you ask us, who's stronger, China or HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But it's the Rebosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stronger. You're talking about people that went through the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. They saw a Kriyas Yamsuf. They were B'shas Deir, B'shas Matan Teirah. That they might have heard the words of Hashem. How's it Shaykh and Mitzias that they should say, Ki Chosek Hu Mimenu, that the nations of Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Canaan are stronger than HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How's that possible? Not only that, but Rashi says, "Vayitnu es kolam vayitku ha'om b'layla ha'hu kol ha'eda." Rashi says, "What's kol ha'eda referring to?" The Sanhedrin. So you're not even talking about only the regular people. You're talking about the Sanhedrin mamish. How in the world is it shayach that Klal Yisrael and especially the Sanhedrin should be able to say ki chozek hu mimenu? So the Chofetz Chaim says, "A mevi diki yisaydi diki pshat over here." Chazal say that the Yetzahara is like a fly that stays on both sides of a person's heart. What does that mean? The Yetzahara has different ways of convincing a person of different things. For example, sometimes it'll convince a person, yeah, you're good, you know, you're okay, you're doing well, you're learning enough, you're davening enough, you don't have to strain yourself too much, you're okay. I'll make a bug out of the person. And what does that do to the person? He lays back, he doesn't feel that he has to do more. But sometimes the Yetzirah takes a different tactic. Hey, you're not really good. You know, nothing's going to become of you. So why try anyway? You know, you're not, there's nothing special about you. And it wasn't meant for you. You know, these big things of religion are not really meant for you. They're meant for the bigger people. But you, what shackles do you have to such a thing? The Marshal of the fellow wants to be makabel on himself up as a hanhogya, a higher min hanhogya, chumru. He's sort of telling him, you, where are you holding by such a thing? You, who used to do this and this and this, you're holding by such a hanhogya. You know, that's nothing to do with you. Forget about it, that's not real. And all of this is an atzasa yetzer. The yetzer can sometimes make a person a valgaivene, and lehecha, he uses the other tactic, and he can say, you're not holding by such a madrega, this is not for you, b'chlal. When it came time to go into Eretz Yisrael, the yetzer used the tactic of telling the Meraglim, there's no way in the world that we'll be able to conquer over them, Favos. Because in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make Nisan for you, you have to be holding on to my dragon. How in the world do you think Hashem's going to make Nisan for you if you went through the Chet HaEgel? There was other Chacham that you went through. When, you know, they were misleading against the Mon. For states of Hashem could do it. Right? Hashem is capable of anything. But he does things for people that are bowing my dragon. You people are not bowing my dragon. You're constantly chayteh. You're constantly giving Moshe Rabbeinu problems. So how in the world do you think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save you against these people? So that's Faki Chozek Hu Mimenu. Like to be Moshe, just a little bit of a knesh. It's Yudua. Chaim Volozhiner says in the Pasuk, Tznu Oiz Lelekin. Give strength to Hashem. How do we give strength to Hashem? So from Chaim Volozhiner, Hashem set up the Bria in such a way that with our tshuva, with our Torah, with our Maisim Tovim, it's kaviyachol as if we're giving him strength. Not that he needs our strength. But he set up the Bria in such a way, the more we learn, the more hashgachah we see. It's as if he's given more strength through our Torah and tefillah. So that's the pshat ki chozek hu mimenu. Because we're not on the madrega, because we were chayte, because we don't have the proper emunah, the Yetzirah read the mind, ki chozek hu mimenu, Hashem in his matzav, lefi the way he treats us, lefi his hashgacha on us, he's not going to show tremendous strength against them, but maybe we're not going to win against them. And this time it was able to go even to the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin taka made a cheshbon. Look at all the averes that Klal Yisrael did. Maybe taka, we're not able to go in there. But this was just an atzas hayetzer. Now the Chofetz Chaim says, it's a good thing for people to mourn from themselves or whatever. But the ikar yisayid is ach ba Hashem al timraydu. As I state in pasuk over here, Hashem will help us as long as you don't rebel. You do your avoda, you do the mitzvah sase, you do the mitzvah leis sase, you nixel every now and then. You have to do tshuva for it. Akma Hashem altim raidu. If you don't rebel against Hashem, you try and be fine and yidden, even if you don't always live up to the highest standards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always be with us. This was the mistake that the Meraglim made, and it was all because the Yetzirah has a way of wrecking havoc with a person. Sometimes we'll make him a Balgaivinik, sometimes we'll make him into an Anav. Now, the Chofetz Chaim carries it a step further. Chofetz Chaim says that in our daily life in general, the Yetzirah tries to do that. The Yetzirah tries that as well. Yetzirah tries that as well. Yetzirah will tell him, Eilu Hapa, that's for Yechidei Zgula. That's for special people. But who are you? You know, you're just the average Joe. Eilu Hapa is not meant for you. Chofetz Chaim, that's a toys be a seder. Chofetz Chaim is cool and tell you. Chofetz Chaim says that learning the whole thing was not meant for everybody. There's a Yisachar, there's a Zavulin, there's different people with different kaifas. Wasn't meant for everybody. But say that a person has to learn from himself, I have to try and chaperine star as much as I can, I have to chaperine the return as much as I can. But there are different levels in Klal Yisrael. There are different kaifas, different tchunas, and different chavokim of Klal Yisrael. And the Yitzhahara has a way of telling people, oh, you're not up to that standard, and maybe you have no shayach style of the Chofetz Chaim says that's a toys be a seidel. This was the mistake that the Yidden made over here, and this is a mistake that the Yetzirah, he places axios into people and showing them, and telling them, convincing them, you're not really what you're supposed to be. That's one of the lessons that we have to learn from over here. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kulam Ahuvim, Kulam Rurim, Akpa Hashem Al Timroidu. You try and do the right thing. You try and go in the ways of Hashem. You try and go Lefiya Mahalach of Kedusha V'Tahara. Not always do we live up to the standards. If it's Akpa Hashem Al Timroidu, the Iker, don't rebel against Hashem. The Iker follow in His ways, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves everybody. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves everyone more than they love themselves. Which parent doesn't love his children? HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael much more than parents love their children. The Iker is Ach Hashem Al Timroidu. That's a lesson to be learned from over here. The belt says over. The Yonah Shel Torah brings down. The belt says over. The Meraglim said, "Vanihi be'enenu kechagovim, v'chein hayinu be'enehem." We were in our eyes like grasshoppers, and that's the way we appeared to the people there. So the belt says over. That we appear to other people the way we appear to ourselves. If we appear to ourselves like little grasshoppers, that's the way the appearance we make to other people. But if we ourselves have a stolz, if we ourselves, we feel that we are something, that's the way we appear to others as well. That also goes hand in hand with what the Chofetz Chaim said. The Yetzirah would like nothing more than we should feel like little grasshoppers. Who am I? What am I? What's my tachlis? What's my tachlis in the bria? What's my tachlis in living? Person raises a family. What greater thing is there than that? No greater thing, beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we lose our stolz, we in our own eyes are like little grasshoppers. We appear like that to nations of the world, and the Yetzirah takes advantage of us. The Iker is we have to know how chashuv we are in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a very nice chart over here from the Dubna Magid. The Pasuk says, the Meraglim came back with a report that Eretz Yisroel is Eretz Oicheles Yeshvehoi. It's a land that it consumes its inhabitants, it eats them up. And all the people that we saw, they were giants, big gibayim. So, effective of the Magid Akasha, that these two facts are a steer in the Bay. On one hand, you're telling me that the land is Eichelos Yeshveva, right? So people can't survive over there. And then you're telling me that the people that live there are these giants, these big gibayim. What's the pshat? What were they saying? It's time for disaster. Zochid of Namagid, that Viderech HaTeva and the Bria. Wherever you see the Bria, you'll see bigger, stronger Brias together with little Brias. You go to a forest, there are trees there that have been there for hundreds of years. Big, tall, and thick. You have little saplings that grow. Same thing on a farm. You'll see animals that are bigger and older. You know, smaller animals. You go to a community. You have people that are richer. And you have people that are not so rich. This is the Derech HaTeva You have people that are stronger in their particular oifen, and people that are schwach. The normal thing should have been, they would come in there, they should see Anshei Midos, big giants, and also see people that are not so strong. What happens when you come into a forest and you only see big, tall, strong trees, and you don't see saplings? So one comes to the conclusion, with somebody, there was a big, great wind over here that uprooted all the smaller trees, and only the big, stronger ones were able to make it. Well, let's say you come into a community where there's only wealthy people. So you come to the conclusion that over here, Parnassa is difficult, and things are so expensive that only the rich people can make it, and the poorer people cannot make it. That's the conclusion that someone comes to. When they came into Eretz Yisrael and they saw that there was only giants there and only big Gibayrim, they came to the conclusion, this must be an Eretz Yichelos Yisrael. The regular person can't make it over here. The regular person who's not super strong, the land consumes him. V'horayim, you see that there's only giants over here. Eretz Yichelos Yisrael, v'cholom ha'sharina v'seicha, anshei midos. The only people we saw over there were these big giants that could make it through rough times. But the regular average person cannot make it over here. That goof is the sign that it's an Eretz Yichelos Yisrael. At the end of the parasha, we find the mitzvah of tzitzis. Re'isim Yisrael, it was a chayatim, it's called mitzvah Hashem, v'asisim Yisrael. Maral, in the Sechtes Menachas, the Chidushi HaGodes, says Dvarim Amukim, about what the need of tzitzis is, and I would just like to say a little bit of an idea of what the Maral says, although it's not exactly the way he says it, but the basic yisoid is emes. Basic yisoid is alpi the Maral. What is the meaning of placing tzitzis on a beggar? It says, "Uriisem yisoid uzachartem es kol mitzvos Hashem vasisem yisoid." How did the seeing of the tzitzis make you remember all of the mitzvos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Zok the Maral that the beggar that's on a person, that represents the guf, the chaymer, the gashmi is the chelik of the person. A person is made out of a gashmi, he's totally gashmi. He's made of chaymer, a glump of flesh. But there's also a chelik ha'odam that strives to go higher than the gashmi, strives to lift itself above the chaymer and to connect itself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The beged, the four-cornered beged, represents the gashmius of a person. The beged is a chelik, he puts it on his guf, it's mechad of his guf, but it's a chelik of his gashmius. And that chelik has four sides. That's representative of the gvulim, that a person who's a gashmi, he's mugbul. He's confined by the boundaries of his gashmius. The fact that he's a gashmi, he has his limitations. That's what the four-cornered beged represents. The tzitzis that are tied to the corner of the beged and they go outwards and they jut out of the beged, they represent the ability of a person to pull himself out of those four boundaries, to pull himself out of those limitations, to pull himself out of those gvulim, and to rise l'mailam in ateva and to connect himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is what the Indian of tzitzis represents. And that is why they're tied at the end of the beged. The end of the beged is the border where the gashmius ends and where ruchnius begins. So at that border we show that we want to remain at the end of gashmius, not the teich of gashmius, and we want to be able to lift ourselves up. If you see this in the tzitzis, that shows you, that reminds you that you're be'etzim aruchni is the person, and you have to rise above the physical limitations, you have to rise above the teva. And with this we can understand a peladiki gemara mesechtes menachas. The gemara mesechtes menachas that mendalit says there was a maisa with a person that was zohir in the mitzvah of tzitzis. But he was, unfortunately, he was nichshel in zlus, and he heard about the zayna that somewhere, the kirche hayam, somewhere on some island, and she charges who knows how much for her services. So he sent her in advance a payment, and he came to her, and he went to be mezana with her, and then all of a sudden, as he's about to be mezana, his tzitzis, all four tzitzis, they tapped him on his face, reminding him that you're being over on a is terrible is. So he stopped right there. He got shaken up by this, and he said, "I can't be this." So she asked him, "What did you see in me? You saw anything ugly in me?" He says, "No, but my tzitzis tapped me on my face, and they told me, they reminded me that I can't be over on the sister. So she didn't believe in the chilul. She takes down, what's your name, where do you come from, and where do you learn, and who's your Rebbe? It turned out that she gave away her nechosim to different causes, to tzedakis, and she followed him to the place where he was. He learned in the base medrash of Rukhiya, and she went and told him over the maisa, and she asked him if she wants to be a guy, and she ended up marrying this fellow. What's the inyan of the maral? Best of shot. The tzitzis represent the ability for us to rise above the teva. And just as he was about to lower himself into the lowest madrega, just at that time, the tzitzis reminded him that Hagam, you're movable in teva. Hagam, you're confined by your goof, but you have the ability to rise above that, to go past that. That is what the tzitzis represent. There's a beautiful word over here that they say over. It says, "Ur isa meisoy uzechayt mes kol mitzvos Hashem va'asisa meisam v'loisosuru akrei levachem va'akrei einechem." You shouldn't go after your hearts or after your eyes. So the Velt asks Akasha, that it sounds like this pasuk is connected to Gemara, because the Gemara says ayin raya, first the eye sees, and then lev chayme, then the heart has the lust to do the avera. And over here it says that the light comes first. So what's the pshat? Teretz says there's a remez over here to that Gemara in Menachos. That fellow that went to be mezaina with that zayna, he didn't see her first. He had a taiva first, and then he ended up seeing her afterwards. So it's a remez to that Gemara over there. There'll come a time of Shia that sometimes the heart is claiming even before the eyes see, and on that the tzitzis help you out. Somebody once saw the Chumash of the Gra, and the Chumash of the Gra on this pasuk, it said he saw the letters Mem 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 Dalid Mem Mem Shin. This was marked in the Chumash of the Gra. They had no idea what he was talking about. Right. Mem, 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 dalid, mem, mem, shin. So they showed it to Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Rav Chaim Volozhiner said it means mesechtis menachis mem dalid mipnei maisa shavaya. Now this is a remez to what it says over there, mesechtis menachis that mem dalid on the days, als the maisa shavaya, where it was the late primate first, and then afterwards were the enayim, it was the surah or the vatkan, vachre enayim. Those are the Vilna Gaon. Yes, Hashem, next week I'm not going to be able to give a shiur or make a chasana. I'd like to invite you all. If you could drop by, we'd be very happy to see you. Yes, Hashem, it's in the Satmar Hall, whatever it's called, on South Madison Avenue. Yes, Hashem, next Thursday. What? Teretz Chaim. Teretz Chaim Surah, yeah.